Thanks, Chairman. Hello, everyone. I'm Jun Lü from Zhejiang University of China. My topic is estimation of nutrient export from different land use patterns and uncertainty assessment in a watershed scale based on basin approaches. Eutrophication of water body has become the most widespread environmental issue, as we well know this one. Here I have some pictures about some Chinese lakes, green blue algae blooming. So very beautiful but dangerous. And of course, from strategies, we have three ways to prevent water pollution: source control, processes interception, and restoration of polluted water body. Of course, the most important strategy for preventing eutrophication is pollution source control. And pollutant source control should be based on the quantitative knowledge of the contribution of various pollutants. Quantification of non-pollutant source pollution mainly depends on modeling methods because MPs pollution processes almost cannot be directly monitored. Minimal was established last several tens years for estimation of nutrient transport or identify the contribution of various nutrients into water body. Physical-based watershed model provide useful and powerful tool for assessing non-pollutant source pollution in large-scale watershed, while most of them were mainly adopted for research work, especially in China, but still rarely used in practice application for TMDL program. It is because this process intermodal were not easy to use because they require so much data and so many parameters for calibration, just as shown in many presentations. And the second is long-term and large-scale advantage resulting from this model usually fail to increase the enormous heterogeneity of nutrients subject to particular state over days or decades. And these results may be hardly describable their uncertainty. And therefore, it is still impossible to determine what source, which nutrient, and how deeply should be imported. Should import be cut. And export coefficient model and some static regression model approaches were still a favorite method worldwide to establishing non-point source pollution from different land use pattern. Because this model is so simple. It is so simple, achieving a large number of people to use it. Well, as we know, this model, this is the export coefficient model. It is affected by many factors such as geography, soil, waste condition, cropping system, agronomic measures, and management, and so on. MPS pollution is usually a complex process with multiple sources in the same catchment, so it is almost impossible to determine each export coefficient separately by experiment. Because of these difficulties for determining export coefficient, most users would prefer to select export coefficient directly from the literature, but ignore their availability and uncertainty. So based on the EC's prior knowledge and the local water quality monitoring data, an infection basin model approach was adopted in our research. We aimed to quantitatively identify the nutrient export intensity, that is, export coefficients for different land use patterns, and total loading nutrient from different land use patterns, and to determine their instinct retentions by estimation of their first-order loss rate constant K, and to determine their uncertainty from different confidence levels. So our research area is located in Zhejiang Province, Eastern China, it's here, and this watershed, we use this one. The river length is about 70 kilometers, and the area is about 700 square kilometers. We measure the monitoring the water quality from 2004 to now, so about 10 years. And this watershed divided six sub watershed to calculation their export coefficients. And the land use patterns in this each six sub watershed is shared here. It's woodland is the largest and many paddy field and dry lands here. Dry land meaning rain feed agriculture, something like corn, soybean, like this. The stream using lot at the watershed outlet can be expressed as a sum of three patterns. This one. So we can use this model. The end of the river, the nutrient lot equals the upstream inflow with his lows and non-point source pollution and point source pollution. So we can combining the non-point source pollution use the exporter coefficient model with this transport model. Use this one, SN, use this replace, and then become this model. So we use this model to solve the EJ. We focus on the non-point source exporter coefficient, E and K. The K is the loss rate. Or maybe the basic methods, the detail of this model here is not introduced because of time limitations. So we direct go to the, we go to the result and discussion. Firstly, we use this methods, the posterior distribution of mostly main nutrient export coefficient were inversely resolved with the observed data in 2004 to 2006 in the study watershed. It's just like this. You use this model, just introduced this model to calibration the E. And then for validation, the main issues of total nitrogen and total phosphorus determined by Bayes model were used to optimal value to predict the non-point source pollution, total nitrogen and total phosphorus export loss in 2007 to 2009. Yeah, still like this. This is the calibration and the validation results of the total nitrogen. For another nitrogen, this figure shows the instant total nitrogen calibration with the observation data in 2004 and 2006. And this one is instant total nitrogen validation with the observation data in 2007 and 2009. This is the calibration and the validation relative errors. So for each sub watershed. So from this result, we think it is reasonable. And use this model, so we can get the total nitrogen export coefficient. This one is for each block is six sub watershed, and for each block is meaning different land use pattern. For total nitrogen, we suppose five land use pattern, dry land, resetting the land, and so on. And then we can calculation each, use this one, can calculation each sub-watershed the total nitrogen loading. So from this one, we can see that dry land is the best, is the largest load for this watershed. But the resilient land is quite a higher EC, but not a larger loading because the area for resilient land is not very big. This is calibration and validation of total phosphorus. This is calibration, and this is validation. It's also, we have the relative errors for calibration and validation. You see, the maximum is about 16%. So we think it is also very reasonable. And this is the export coefficient for dry land, resident land, paddy field, and waterland. Of course, waterland is very small. So largest is also in dry land. And paddy field is quite small. And from this export coefficients and each land use pattern area, so we can calculate their loading, total nitrogen loading. Here is sure. So the pink is for dry land, also is the largest for each sub-watershed. And last, we go the nutrient import variability and uncertainty analysis. Understanding higher variability and uncertainty in non-plant source pollution was an important practical convenience for the development of quantitative non-plant source pollution control planning. And it is because higher variability and uncertainty are report ECs of total nitrogen and total phosphorus should be interpreted as an estimation with their possible value in the field and the possibility model. Each EC's probability distribution estimated here can provide its confidence in the field, which can be easily understood by this decision maker from a management point of view. So this is the horizon is the cumulative distribution function, and here is the value for the EC's. Here is just an example for total phosphorus in dry land and in paddy field. Each line, meaning each sub-watershed, the EC's of total phosphorus is changed. And this one, this black broken line is the 5% confidence level. So cumulative distribution function of total nitrogen EC's for the dry land and the paddy field in six catchment of the of our research basin is shown here. So horizon dot line represents the 40% confidence level, and the vertical dot, this one, is average EC's in the total watershed. So we think it should be very meaningful to implement the experiment associated with the effectiveness in the quantitative non-point source pollution control planning. Selection of a higher credible interval of the EC value may decrease the risk of nutrient pollution, but increase the cost of the control this result also implies that use ECs directly obtained from other literature to estimate the local non-point source pollution load, as popular as currently, might bring higher risk for decision of the nutrient pollution control. So we go to the conclusions The integrated mode approach developed in their study takes the variability of catchment land point source pollution export rate while also addressing the uncertainties associated with their estimation. Both of these aspects are important components in land point source pollution control and watershed management. The integrated model approach determines the export coefficients on different target level for water quality compliance. Thus, this approach can be used to support the practical adaptive implementation of TMDL program. It provides research and manager with a simple but efficient tool to deal with variability and uncertainty issues in TMDL development with limited data requirements. So my presentation is over. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
In the literature, yeah.
How big
is it? We collection the ECs from literature as a parallel distribution, and then use the local water quality monitoring data to calibration. Yes, calibration with the literature is in the region, but different sub watershed is different, quite different. Yeah.
Other questions? Okay, well, thank you so much, and thank all the speakers, and thank the audience.